Good evening and welcome to Verity Baptist Church. Can I please have everyone find their seats and grab their songbooks and turn to page number 205. We're going to sing He Keeps Me Singing. That's page 205. He Keeps Me Singing. Please find your seat and grab a songbook and turn to page number 205. And let's go ahead and sing it out on the first verse. There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life that's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Page 205, let's sing it out on the second verse. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus wept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Page 205, let's sing it out on the fourth. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. On the last, soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the sorry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Great singing. Welcome to Verity Baptist Church and the Wednesday evening Bible study. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father God, thank You so much for this church, Lord. Thank You for these people who come out here on a Wednesday evening to serve You. I pray that our singing would glorify You, Lord. I pray that You'd bless the service and the preaching to come. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, turn in your songbook to page number 63. We're going to sing What a Day That Will Be. Page number 63, What a Day That Will Be. And let's go ahead and sing it out on the first. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Page number 63, let's sing it out on the last. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Great singing.
Amen. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take our bulletins. We'll look at some announcements real quickly. If you do not have a bulletin, just raise your hand and one of our ushers can get one for you. If you need a bulletin, just put your hand up and we'll get one for you. The verse this week, Psalm 111:7, the works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. And of course, that's the verse due to our 14-year anniversary. We had a family and friend day on Sunday, and it was a great success. If you open up your bulletin, you'll see our service times. Sunday morning service, 10:30 a.m. And we do invite you to be with us, of course, on Sunday on the Lord's Day for church. Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. And then our Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're glad that you're with us here for the midweek service. Our soul winning times are on Saturday at 10 a.m. That's our main soul winning time. And then we have additional soul winning times on Thursdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. So if you'd like to go soul winning, there'll be an opportunity for you to do that. If you look across the page, of course, we had our family and friend day already, and that was a great success. We had 357 in church on Sunday morning for family and friend day, and we, of course, appreciate all everybody who helped with everything in regards to that. And then I do want to announce that we ran out of mugs, and we weren't able to give a mug to everybody. Some of you have already told us we have your name on the list. We're going to order them, but we just wanted to announce one more time just in case you didn't get a chance to. If you were here on Sunday morning and you did not receive a mug, or you gave up your mug, you gave it to a guest or something like that, then please let Brother Oliver know so he can get you on our list, so that we're going to probably order those later on this week or first thing next week. So we want to make sure we get enough, all right? So if you were here Sunday morning but you did not receive a mug, then please make sure you see Brother Oliver for that. And then, of course, want you to join us for a brand new sermon series starting this Sunday morning called The Spirit World. You should have one of these cards there in your bulletin, and you can use this to invite somebody, bring somebody with you on Sunday with regards to that. On last Sunday night, we started the book of Philemon. We'll continue that this Sunday night. Spanish service is on Saturday, September 28th. And we hope that you'll participate in that if that's something you're interested in. Homeschool group, they've got PE class tomorrow at 10 a.m., so don't forget about that, ladies. And then there's other things there for you to look at. If you look at the back of the bulletin, birthdays and anniversaries for the month of September, we had Miss Kathy Maple's birthday on September 15th, Miss Patricia Courtney's birthday on September 15th. My daughter, Hannah Jimenez, had her birthday on September 16th. Brother David and Miss Victoria had their anniversary on September 17th. Today is my son Joel's birthday, September 18th. And then tomorrow we have Brother Max Maple's birthday, September 19th. Brother Matt Taylor's birthday, September 19th. Brother RJ and Miss Taylor Marin have an anniversary, September 19th. And Jacob Sheboyne, Brother Jacob, has a birthday, September 21st. And I think that's it. I do have some additional announcements to make. We are getting our air conditioner, our brand new air conditioner, put in this week. So if you can tell or not tell, we don't have any air conditioning tonight, all right? So we apologize for that. I don't know, you're just going to suffer for Jesus a little bit, maybe earn some rewards in heaven. Some of you are finally going to earn a reward in heaven for sitting through a service without air conditioning. But we should have air conditioning on Sunday, so just stay with us. We are going to shorten up the service due to no air conditioning, so We're not going to go through our prayer sheet tonight, but we do want you to have a prayer list. So if you did not receive a prayer list on your way in, raise your hand and one of our ushers can get one for you. We're going to skip the prayer sheet tonight, but we do want you to have a prayer list. And just be in prayer for this air conditioning. We did what we could with the old air conditioner. I know that it was very cold at times, but the problem with the old air conditioner was that we couldn't control it. It was either on or off, all right? And we just chose to have it on. So we couldn't control it. I know it got really cold at times. There was nothing we could do about it. The new air conditioner, we'll be able to control. We'll be able to control in different sections or whatever. But right now, we have no air conditioner, all right? So when it was too cold on Sunday, it's too warm today. Maybe you're the problem. You should learn to be content. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But please be in prayer for the all the work that's going on. This air conditioning system that we're putting in right now is costing us $98,971.36. And that's if everything goes as planned, which often doesn't happen with these types of jobs. So just be in prayer. All of that's not being paid all at once. Some of that's already been paid. Some of that will be paid in different sections. But it is a big cost, and we are feeling it, not just physically, but also financially. So if you've ever felt the need to give a free will offering above your tithe, you know right now would be the time to do it, and it would really be a help, of course, with regards to that. But just be in prayer for all of that. And let's see, I think that's it for all of the announcements. So we're going to go ahead and sing page number 228, page number 228. And we're going to sing I Love to Tell the Story, page number 228. And let's go ahead and sing it out on the first. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. Sing it out on the first. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story. Jesus and His love. 228. Let's go ahead and sing it out on the third. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation, own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Good. 228, singing out on the last as we prepare to receive the offering this evening. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Amen. I just want to quickly remind of course, we've got mother baby rooms and daddy rooms available for your convenience. If you have a child that's being distracting during the service, also please make sure you turn your cell phones off or place them on silent during the service so that they don't go off in the middle of the preaching. We'll go ahead and have the guys come up and help us with the offering at this time, and let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for allowing us to gather together tonight. Lord, we pray that you'd bless the offering, the gift, and the giver. Lord, we do pray that you would meet our financial needs here and help us with the different costs. And Lord, we pray for the work being done with the air conditioning, that it would all run smoothly, that it'd be ready for Sunday. And Lord, we ask that you would meet with us tonight as we open up your word and as we study the Bible together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please open up to Psalm chapter 8. Psalm 8, if you do not have a Bible, please raise your hand, and an usher can bring you a Bible. Psalm chapter number 8. Psalm chapter 8, beginning verse number 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening, God. I thank you for your word and for our church. Please meet with us tonight and ask to be their pastor. Please strengthen him and fill him with your spirit. We love you, and in Jesus' name pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, well, we're there in Psalm 8, and of course, on Wednesday nights, we've been making our way through the book of Psalms. We're taking one psalm a night, and tonight, we find ourselves here in Psalm 8. It's a short psalm, only 9 verses, and we'll, of course, try to get through it as quickly as we can tonight. And I'm going to just go ahead and up front give you the outline, so you can have it for your notes if you're taking notes. And of course, we always encourage you to take notes. Like I said, it's a short psalm, only the 9 verses. And the psalm is really just divided into 2 different sections or 2 different headings. So I'll give that to you up front. The first heading is the declaration of God, and that is in verses 1-3. And the second heading is the dominion of man, and that's verses 4-9. So if you'd like to just jot that down, the declaration of God, verses 1-3, and the dominion of man, verses 4-9. And we'll just jump right into it. If you look at verse 1 there, Psalm 8, and verse number 1, the Bible says, to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. And then I want you to notice how the psalm begins. David says, O Lord, our Lord. O Lord, our Lord. Now, if you're just hearing that audibly being read, then you might not notice that when you look down at the scripture here, the Bible is using the same word, but in 2 different ways. It says, O Lord, and you'll notice that you have the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, and then our Lord, and you have the capital L, lowercase O, R, and D. And what's being referred to here, and whenever you see in the Bible the word Lord in all caps there, that is a way of signaling a representation of a translation. In the Bible, the all capital letter name of God, that capital L-O-R-D, is a translation of the 4-letter Hebrew word for God's name. And this 4-letter Hebrew word is a word that we don't know how to pronounce, or nobody knows how to pronounce. And the way that it's been translated through the ages has been just Lord. But because the King James translators want to be very honest, you know, they give us this signal by putting it in all caps. And it's telling us that it is this four-letter Hebrew name of God. And, of course, we know that it's referring to Jehovah God, to the God that is self-existing, the I am that I am. And that word, that four-letter, capital letter word, L-O-R-D there, is often referred to as the tetragrammaton, which comes from a Greek word that means 4 letters. And when reading the Hebrew Bible, it is a traditional to use, of course, the word Lord there, or the word Adonai, which is the translation for Lord, might be used as well. And most English translations in your King James Bible is going to have it in the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. I point that out to say this. When you see the word Lord there, it is the name of God. It is the Hebrew name of God. And then you see the word Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, and that is a title. The word Lord just means someone that has power or authority, a ruler. We would maybe call it a boss, a master. So sometimes in the Bible, you'll see a human being referred to as a Lord, and that's not a term of deity, because it just might be someone who's a ruler or who is in charge. So it's just interesting to me that the psalm begins by David saying, O Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, referring to the name of God. And then he says, our Lord. So David recognizes both the name of God, the divinity of God, and the position of God to his people as the ruler, as the authority, as their master. So just so you can kind of understand, if we wanted to put it into different words to help us understand what he's saying, what David is saying, he's saying, it's like him saying, O God, our master. But of course, the Bible is poetic, so it's using those 2 words there, O Lord, our Lord. And I think it's important to notice that just because God is your Lord, L, capital O, capital R, capital D, does not necessarily make him your Lord, the lowercase O-R-D there. So that lowercase O-R-D is a position of ruler and authority. And I think all of us need to get to the place in our lives when we look at the God of the universe and say, you are the Lord in the sense that you're God, but you're also my Lord, our Lord. So David says, O Lord, our Lord. And then he says these words. He says, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And he begins by talking about the excellency of God. And let's just run some verses. Like I said, I'm going to try to go through this as quickly as I can. But let's run some verses. The Bible here talks about the excellency of the name of God. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. If you go to Psalm 148, just real quickly, you're there in Psalm 8. Of course, we're going to come back to it. But go to Psalm 48 and verse 13. Psalm 48:13. The Bible says this. Psalm 148, verse 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. So I want you to compare that to what the Bible says in Psalm 8:1. Psalm 8:1 says, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. And what the Bible is doing here, it is highlighting for us the name of God. Now, David already highlighted that by having this play on words here in English, O Lord, our Lord. But then he says, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Psalm 148, 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. Excellent, his glory is above the earth and heaven. So we see that the Bible teaches here that the name of the Lord is excellent. And I wanted to show you Psalm 148, 13, because I do want you to notice this, and this isn't really part of the sermon, but I want you to see this, that all throughout the book of Psalms, and I could show you other passages, it talks about the name of the Lord being excellent, the name of the Lord being excellent. In Psalm 148, 13, it says, for his name alone is excellent. And of course, when we read that, we understand that the Bible is not telling us here that he's the only one who's named excellent, but that he's the only one who is excellent. His name alone is excellent. And I think it's important for you to notice that, because this disproves a logic used by the Jehovah's Witnesses that I'd like you to just notice real quickly. Go to Psalm 83, if you would. Psalm 83 and verse 18. So Psalm 83:18, of course, the Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult. There's lots of problems with the Jehovah's Witnesses, lots of issues with them doctrinally. But one of the things that they'll do is they'll point to Psalm 83:18 and they'll say, the only name of God is Jehovah, and that's the only name that we can use. And anybody that uses any other name, like Lord, like God, like Almighty, like other names in the Bible, Jah is a name given to us that belongs to God in the Bible. All sorts of names, like Jesus. Jesus is God. In Psalm 83 and verse 18, Jehovah's Witnesses will point to this verse and they'll say, see, here it says that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. So they'll point to this verse and they'll say, the only name of God is Jehovah. So don't call him Jesus. Don't call him Lord. Don't call him anything else. His only name is Jehovah, whose name alone is Jehovah. But I want you to compare that to Psalm 184:13, where it says his name alone is excellent. And that kind of shows you the foolishness of when Psalm 83:18 says whose name alone is Jehovah. It's not saying that that's his only name, because the Bible records for us other names that God has. Moses asked God, he said, when I go to Egypt, they're going to ask me who it is that sent me. And he said, tell them, I am that I am has sent you. So obviously, there's other names of God throughout the Bible that are used for God, and of course Jesus is God. But they'll look at this and they'll say, no, his name alone is Jehovah. Well, wait a minute. Psalm 148:13 says his name alone is excellent.